Sein Spitzname lautet Sandor Kraut. Denn mit Sauerkraut hat sie begonnen, die Liebesgeschichte von Sandor Katz und fermentiertem Essen. Der Mann, der in New York geboren worden ist und nunmehr in Tennessee lebt, er hatte Kohl übrig aus dem Garten. Den hat er dann klein gehackt und ordentlich gesalzen und fand das Ergebnis überwältigend. Mittlerweile, meint die New York Times, sei Katz für Fermentierung das, was Timothy Leary für psychedelische Drogen gewesen sei. Hello, Mr. Katz.
Hello, hello. Thanks for having me on your show.
It's very good to have you on the program, and thank you for getting up so early since you're in California, where it's very early in the morning. So what is it that got you so hooked on fermented foods?
Well, I mean, many of the world's greatest delicacies are products of fermentation. Fermentation creates compelling flavors, and ever since I was a child, I have loved the flavors of fermentation. But there's also a very, very practical aspect to it. And when I began having a garden, I quickly learned that, you know, in order to effectively make use of the produce that comes out of the garden all at the same time, you need to preserve it. And fermentation is a really classic, ancient, effective way of preserving food for the future.
What's so great about the flavors?
Well, I mean, if you walk into a gourmet food store anywhere in the world, what you'll find, the most celebrated delicacies from everywhere are products of fermentation. Cheeses are fermented, breads are fermented, cured meats involve fermentation, coffee is fermented, chocolate is fermented, vanilla is fermented. The condiments that people like to put on their food all involve fermentation. So, you know, fermentation creates strong flavors. Not everybody loves every flavor of fermentation, but most of the most celebrated flavors in the world are results of fermentation processes.
You've worked a lot with this. Are all foodstuffs possible candidates for fermentation, or are there any that are off limits?
No, I would say, you know, any food can be fermented. I mean, certainly certain types of foods have more tradition of fermentation than other types of foods.
Like?
Certainly, cabbages and many other types of vegetables are classic candidates of fermentation. Milk is frequently fermented. Wheat and other grains are frequently fermented. But really, there is no food that could not be fermented.
Except it's cooked.
Oh, I mean, even cooked foods can be fermented.
Okay. What do you do with cooked foods?
I'm trying to think of some examples. Certainly many things are fermented after are cooked after they're fermented.
Okay.
For instance, breads are fermented and cooked.
There are different microorganisms you can work with in fermentation. What's your favorite?
Sure. There are many different types of organisms. There are, fungi like yeast and like molds that are used most commonly in Asian cuisines in ferments. There are bacteria, lactic acid bacteria, acetic acid bacteria, many other kinds of bacteria. One of the realities of fermentation is that in the natural world, microorganisms exist in communities and you never find single microorganisms. So most traditional ferments work with communities of microorganisms. You know, I would hate to have to pick my favorite, but I guess I would have to say lactic acid bacteria are my favorite bacteria.
Because what do you make with that?
Sauerkraut, sour pickles, sourdough bread, traditionally fermented alcoholic beverages would incorporate lactic acid bacteria, and lactic acid bacteria really could be said to be probiotic. They're when we eat foods and beverages with these bacteria, they actually can help to replenish and diversify the bacteria in our intestines.
Now, the fermentation process does involve some trial and error. What was your biggest error where you really said, yuck, that's inedible?
Well, I mean, certainly I have experimented with many, exotic things, and in certain cases I didn't have, exactly the traditional, plant to use. So for instance, when I tried making, stinky tofu, in the Taiwanese style, I had read in the literature that, the steamed tofu is, placed on a bed of rice straw, and I did not have any rice straw available to me. So, I used the straw that I was able to find, and I got a bright, like red and pink mold growing on it. And, you never want to eat any foods with bright colored molds like that. So I certainly discarded those. But I would say, most of the familiar ferments, something like sauerkraut. Sauerkraut is what I always recommend to people as a first ferment, but it is among the safest foods known to humans. And really there's very little that can go wrong with it.
You also say that fermented foods are very healthy. In fact, you have AIDS and you consider fermented foods an important part of your healing, as you write on your website. How do these foods contribute to your healing?
Well, first, let me be very clear and say that, they have not, cured HIV or anything like that. But, basically, what we call our immune system in our bodies are largely regulated by bacteria in our intestines, and actually by by diversifying the bacterial population, in our intestines, it is possible to, improve overall digestion and improve overall immune functioning. I just feel like they have been part of what has, kept me feeling good.
You also do Q&A sessions on the New York Times website and things like that. Do you feel that fermentation is like the next big hype in cooking or in nutrition?
Well, I mean, if fermentation is the next big, hype or fad in the kitchen, I mean, I would say that it's an ancient fad that has, lasted for 10,000 years so far. I mean, everybody loves fermented foods. Everybody eats fermented foods every day. I'm sure, most of your listeners have had either bread or cheese or coffee or cured meats, or mustard. In the course of this day and every day. Fermentation is not suddenly popular. People have always appreciated the flavors of fermentation. Right now in the U.S., I think we're seeing, more home chefs, more restaurant chefs who are getting interested in practicing fermentation themselves. And I think that it's a reflection of a larger interest in people wishing to become more connected to their food, the sources of their food, and the processes that go into producing their food.
Thank you very much. Sandor Katz, a fermentation specialist from the U.S. Der Fermentationsexperte Sandor Katz im D-Radio Wissen Interview.